Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are about to embark on a journey into all things Disney. So join us as we travel through the main gate, under the trestle, and just past City Hall to our final destination, above the firehouse. And now your host, Tony Pascal.
Well, hello there, everybody, and welcome to the Above the Firehouse podcast. My name is Tony, and I will be your host. This podcast is a look into all things Disney, everything Disney, and just Disney. And I also provide you with audio and visual experiences. And every now and then, I will also provide you a video cast. I haven't done it yet, but you never know. Just to bring some of you up to speed, the show was a little bit delayed, but I finally got it done. I got real cool audio for you for the show, and just to bring you guys up and what's going on, I bought a digital recorder, but you know what? When you know it, it was the wrong one. I still went over to Disneyland with it and recorded some sounds, and check this out. You can put audio on it, but you can't take it off. And that really messed things up. As well, there was no external input for a microphone or anything. So, that basically ruined the show being put out and delayed. Oddly enough, though, that made the show better.
Why?
Well, I'm glad you asked. Well, I purchased the right one, and I got a really cool stereo lapel microphone, and I recorded sounds and write-throughs for you. I had this microphone, actually, for probably about a few minutes. Hello. A few months, and I finally found good use to it. So, I'm also going to play a real special write-through I got to tell you about. Some of these things I do, you know, I'm going to play for you, the show. There's one thing I want you kind of know. Some of these I'm talking on, but it's very little. Now, the recording level wasn't set very high. Kind of rather low, and couldn't barely hear it. So, because it's my first time using this recorder, and you know how that happens. So, I had to boost the audio so you guys can hear it. So, if you guys hear modulation or distortion, that is why. But I did my best with this audio editing program that I am still learning to kind of clean up as best I could. So, hey, welcome to part one of a two-part show. I have the final audio for today, our write-through of the new Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm also going to announce the winner of the logo contest. So, why don't we just get on with the show?
Contest.
Woo! Now I want to win. Wait, Freddy. Hi, I just learned to talk today. I just wanted to announce the winner of the logo contest. As most of you know, the grand prize is $50. Now I had a few, submissions, but one stood out the most. It was simple, yet it had an effective look to it. So, would you like to know who won? Me too. Just kidding. Okay. Here we go. And the winner is Justin Dupree from Seattle, Washington. Congratulations, Justin, on winning. And just contact me at podcast@abovethefirehouse.com. And let me know how you would like to get your $50, whether it be check, cash, PayPal, etc., and your address. Okay. Now, I started my day a little bit late. I wanted to get up at 6:30 in the morning, but ended up getting up at 10:15. And I knew I was in trouble. 1 hour and 15 minutes on the freeway. Now, I'm only like 35 minutes away from Disneyland, so you can imagine my commute. I get there finally and take the tram. I go to DCA and get on Grizzly River Run and then make my way to California Screamin'. While I was recording on California Screamin', my battery cover came off and the recorder turned off because the battery came loose. And those recordings of those two rides were lost. I know. I did not find this out until I got home. So I'm like, oh, so that kind of stunk. Okay, well, I wanted to get to the Tower Terror, but it was too long of a wait, and in the heat, I made my way over to Monsters, Inc., and it had a 15-minute standby, but it was only 5. So why don't we take a listen to that?
Monstropolis Chamber of Commerce would like to welcome you. While you're in town, be sure to...
We interrupt this program for a special report. A child is on the loose in Monstropolis. A human child!
If witnesses are to be believed, there has been a child security breach for the first time in monster history.
We can neither confirm nor deny the presence of a human child here tonight.
I tried to run from it, but it picked me up with its mind powers and shook me like a doll.
It's true! I saw the whole thing!
Happy birthday,
Schmoozy Poo!
Oh, googly bear!
And it grabbed me with its giant fork trunk and rolled me up and down like a yo-yo. It was horrible!
Yeah.
Try to understand.
Come on,
sleep time.
Get ready, folks. We have to take a time.
Let's do it. After careful and thorough observation of the perimeter, we quickly rendered the situation status to...
I then got in line. Let's just say I zippy-doo-dahed over to Disneyland and jumped on Big Thunder. That was only a 10-minute standby. And then I went some. When you first go there and you look to your left on the first climb, you will see part of an old ride that was once called Rainbow Ridges. You would take the train and go into Caverns, and that's where they would use the very first black light effect. Entering the queue, you can also see the little town of Rainbow Ridge as well. That was also where you would get on these little trains and go around, oddly enough. So, why don't we get ourselves ready, because this here is the loudest ride in the wilderness! Okay. Sorry about that. Must have been the casserole.
Thank you. water bottle to dispatch a phaser.
Then I got in line for the Pirates of the Caribbean, but I'm going to play that last. Okay, I make my way into Fantasyland, and I just pop right in and go on Snow White's daring adventure. Now, this line was a very quick line, which I'm surprised is usually in Fantasyland. The queue lines are pretty big for the short rides that they have. So, let us go on and get on into Snow White and her daring journey. Wow, wow, wow. Well,
maybe there is something
after that, I just made my way over to Pinocchio, since it had another small wait time as well, and always a fun little ride to get on, so why don't we just get on it like a blue bonnet now.
Celebrity,
since the lines are rather short, there's one attraction. The line is always 25 to 30, 35 minutes minimum. Peter Pan. Yes. Peter Pan. It's also one of the very first monorail-type attractions in Disneyland. There's, hey, something to bring up at the dinner table. So let's load up into the lovely little pirate ship and make our way to Never 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 Land. Since the day was getting hot, I had to skip Mr. Toad's, but Peter Pan, man, that attraction's always a good ride. We'll make our way over to my last Fantasyland ride that I was able to do was the good old Alice in Wonderland. That's always a very good ride, you know, it's always enjoying, and you can always relax, too, if you get a little bit on the tired side. So, let us jump on to the rabbit hole and meet up with good old Alice.